This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Ryan LaCroix. It's a feeling that's familiar to many, the start of a new relationship, and then meeting the family with all of their customs and traditions. That's something Anna Bowie and her husband, Brian Salcedar, talked about when they came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City.
I am a very proud Vietnamese American woman. I guess the way we just interact with each other that I didn't realize was so, so inherent to my culture that I just didn't even think about. Like eating, like family style. I thought it was the only way to eat food. I didn't understand the concept of you order an entree and you keep it for yourself. I thought everybody shared. I thought that was the point. So, you coming from your family background, I know that there was one funny time where when we had first started dating that we had gone out to eat for sushi and you had ordered a couple of rolls for yourself, but you didn't share them. And I remember we got into a thing about it.
It was also one of my first times having sushi.
So. True. In your defense, that's completely valid. But how did you, and I told you, like, this is not how we eat sushi. We eat family style. And you seem very taken aback by that. How did you feel, or at least maybe you just seemed confused by it because it was just an expectation you didn't think would happen. So do you think you had to make adjustments by joining my family?
I think anyone has to make adjustments joining up with another family, just because that family is, you know, they've grown up together. They have their own customs together, regardless of culture as well, just within individual families. You kind of have to not insert your way in there, but find a way to either coexist or just update your way of thinking and commingle with that. So, it was a little, I would say shocking. It's just like, oh, okay, well, this is how it's done. Oh, this makes sense. You know, once it's explained and it's like, I see, I can still order something what I want, but I also maybe have to think about what other people might want, or it's a lot of sharing, you know?
Well, admittedly, it's a situation where it's not like, you have to think about what other people like. It's just, I don't know. I guess I never thought of it that way, but that's actually a really good point.
Well, for instance, I mean, when we go out to sushi just by ourselves, when's the last time you ordered a soft shell crab roll?
Valid.
Yeah.
But that's just the two of us.
Still, it's a semi-family atmosphere, so.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to KOSU.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.